Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's great to be with you guys today. It's the start of a new week. I know Sundays are the start of the new week, but for football people, usually it's Monday. Really excited about today's show. I have way too much planned, which is a good thing. I've gotten a lot of fun emails and DMs and stuff just over different ideas. So we're going to touch base on a lot of different questions. Draft, offseason, salary cap, Brock Purdy, Max Crosby trade, draft sleepers, traded up and down. We've got a lot coming to you today. So we're going to hit on a whole bunch of different topics. But as always, this is your show. So if you are with us live, you got questions, comments, please direct those in the chat. We'll try to get to as many as we can. This is episode 1315 of the 49ers Rush Podcast, and it's going to be fun. So I wanted to start out, what is more fun then talking salary cap? Come on, where are my nerds at? My cap nerds. That's what we're going to be starting talking about. Over the cap, one of their contributors, Nick Corti, I don't know how to pronounce that correct, but I think he does about as good work as anybody out there whenever it comes to compensation picks, salary cap. I just think he's really good at what he does. Also, who's really good at what they do, Paul Hope, my man. Really hope we get to hang out this year. He says, what's up, JC? Always great to see you. You are the best. Yacek, my man. Yeah, he says, London. I'm hoping we get that London game too, man. I really, really am. We even got Denmark in the house. What's up, man? What is up? I freaking love it. This is awesome. Let's talk about the salary cap. Now, Nick Court from Over the Cap put out a chart that I thought was just, I spent way too much time looking at it. I get lost in charts, man. It might be like one of my favorite things out there. I just love graphics and charts and bar graphs and whatever else. So if you're not listening, or if you're just listening and not watching on YouTube, Twitter, wherever, Facebook, wherever, I'm going to do my best to explain this. So this is all 32 teams graphed on an XY axis chart on salary cap. Now, the vertical axis is effective cap space next year, okay? You've got about half the teams above it, which the 49ers are, given the 49ers aren't one of the top teams. The Patriots have the most cap space next year, followed by the Raiders, followed by the Commanders, followed by the Cardinals. Then you've got Bears, Chargers, Vikings, and then the 49ers are in that next group of most cap space. And the 49ers have achieved this despite having one of the most expensive rosters, because every single year they roll forward all of their excess cap. So every single year they've done this 4 years concurrently, where they have the highest effective cap spending. So every single team gets, the NFL puts out, look, this is the salary cap, $260 million. Just throwing a number out there. Well, the 49ers get to spend more than $260 million because they roll forward cap space from leftover from the previous year. So, for example, the 49ers are rolling forward almost $50 million cap space into the 2025 season. So, again, next year, the 49ers will be able to spend $50 million more. They're rolling forward the most in the NFL over other teams. So we're allowed to have a more expensive team because they just bank that salary cap and roll it forward over and over and over again. Now, this allows them flexibility with void years, signing bonuses, restructures. It just gives them elasticity, if we're going to go economics, with their salary cap dollar amount. Now, the horizontal axis is 2025 snaps entering unrestricted free agency, okay? Which the 49ers are on the plus side of that as well, given not by a lot, but still positive. So the teams that return a lot of snaps from last year, which is good or bad thing, you don't have to go replace that many snaps because you're bringing it all back. The 49ers aren't losing that much. I would say we're in the top 12 as far as returning the amount of snaps coming back. Now, it's projected. Who knows? Things change, whatever else. But you look at the worst teams that are losing the most. The Vikings are losing the most, followed by the Commanders, Dolphins, Chargers, Jets, Cowboys, Chiefs, Raiders, Cardinals, Steelers, Titans, Panthers. Those are the teams that are losing the most. The teams that are returning the most, Patriots, Packers, Jags, Broncos, and they're kind of in a tier of their own, okay? So the 49ers are in the plus quadrant of both of these. 49ers are top left, which is where you want to be. Now, here is how the author of this chart published this, okay? Bottom right, this is where you don't want to be. Might have to let some free agents leave, but they have money, okay? So this is Cowboys, Chiefs, and nobody else pretty much has any effect on the 49ers, whatever. So those are teams. They're going to have to let guys go, okay? Bottom left, these are all-in teams for 2025, meaning they're about to be in cap hell, and they've only got their players for a little bit longer. This is where it gets fascinating, okay? Because this is where the Seahawks are. This is where the Eagles are. This is where the Falcons are, the Ravens are, the Texans, and the Browns. And, of course, we have to mention anytime we talk cap, the New Orleans Saints are in the worst cap place every year, year in and year out. They kick the can down the road. And I think, you know, news just came out today. Aaron Glenn is going to interview for the head coaching job at the Saints. I think that's the worst head coaching job in the NFL. They don't have a quarterback, and they have the worst cap structure and the oldest roster. Like, it's just, New Orleans is awesome. I get that. And he played there, whatever else. I think their ownership's better than a lot of owners. But, man, terrible cap, terrible quarterback, terrible aging roster. No. Saints are just, I'm staying the hell away. Now, if we look at kind of the top right, these are, they've got cap dollars to spend, but they have to replace a lot. These are Vikings, Washington, Chargers, Raiders, Cardinals, Rams, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee. Those are, they've got money, but they've got to replace a whole lot. And we're going to talk about the Rams here in a little bit. But then there's the top left, and this is where you want to be. These are locked-in rosters that could expand. These are the teams. Now, the Patriots, they're at a tier by themselves. They are the furthest top left as you possibly get. You've got Packers. You've got Broncos. You've got Lions, Bears, Bengals, 49ers, Giants. That's the top left team. So the 49ers are right where they should be, where a healthy team should be. Now, do they have as much cap space as a lot of other teams? No, but they're in the top 12 there. Are they returning a lot of snaps? Yeah, they are. That rookie class helped considerably with how many snaps they got last year as well. So the Niners cap situation is never as dire as a lot of fans and content creators or Twitter or social media wants you to think. Oh, they got to win it. It's all in. It's now or never. Like, that's just not true. And you can look at the playoffs. You get into the tournament. Good things can happen. Bad things can happen. Everybody was all in on the Lions. Now, where's Don Burr now? No, we don't find him. Maybe he's in here. I haven't looked at the chat. I will in a second. But the Niners are right where they want to be. And it goes back to after the 2019 Super Bowl run, right before the draft, they asked John Lynch. I got to go back and find this clip because I reference it so often. They ask him, do you want to push all the chips in or do you want sustained success? And John Lynch says, I think we could have both. And that has 100% been the way in which they have built this team, whether successfully or not. Well, that's a different question, but I mean, shoot, 3 NFC championships in 4 years, 2 Super Bowl. I think they have achieved that now, most recently, obviously not missing the playoffs this year, but they have built this sustainable financial cap model where you add and you kind of roll your big contracts. You do one big extension a year. You add one big free agent a year. You don't go nuts. You get a whole bunch of pieces to plug. And it just rolls forward every single year. It just seems like it's built that way. And I think we're going to stay in that kind of sense. I really, really, really do. Paul, how many mock drafts have you done so far? Probably about seven. But I know there's people that have done a lot more. I try not to do too many unless I'm with you guys because I want my thought process to come across as we're doing one. I'm trying to do basically one a week. That's kind of where it is. Dan says, you know, no games anywhere near Virginia next year. Virginia always gets screwed, man. There's not much around there, buddy. But I'd love to find a way to get together. Every time, yeah, you're just too good a dude. Your family's incredible. Aaron did not realize the Commanders had so much cap space. They're going to be a problem for a while. They sure are. Yeah, I think they're going to, I think there's a decent chance they lose Cliff Kingsbury, which is weird. But yeah, Commanders are in perfect position. Perfect position. Going from terrible ownership that refused to pay money to a lot of people, including their players, to where they are now with Adam Peters and Quinn, and obviously that quarterback. Yeah, they're set up for success. And shout out to Adam Peters. That dude, whew. Yeah, that dude for real. Anyway, let's keep going right here. Salary cap be raised so the Chiefs don't have to let anyone go. Now, here's, man, I like that comment, Paul, because here's the issue. Let's look at this with Brock Purdy now. I truly do believe the 49ers are walking into an incredible opportunity with timing whenever it comes to the Brock Purdy extension. He's getting paid, whether you like it or not. He's not going anywhere, whether you like it or not. It's what it's going to be, okay? And a lot of it has to do with this, Monkey Boy. Prague Morante, I'm not. He has been key when keeping some of these big guys and dealing with those contracts, he has crushed it.
It's a brand new year, and everybody has New Year's resolutions. Did you know only 8% of people stuck with their last year's New Year's resolution throughout the year? Well, who doesn't want to be better off financially? Well, here's the thing with Acorns. You go to there, Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing, so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, your retirement, whatever your financial needs are. And here's the thing, you don't have to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits your goals. And you don't need to be rich. You can start with $5, even just your spare change, and they can round up your transactions. That's what I do personally. I've been using this same feature for at least 4 or 5 years now on Acorns. So whether you don't have time, you don't have a lot of money, it doesn't matter. This is where Acorns comes into effect for you because they help you get there. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. And I am proud to say that this episode is brought to you by Acorns. Paid client endorsement, compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorn.com/49ers. It's playoff time, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last few weeks of football action with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while you watch the playoffs. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So sign up today with our code 49ers, 49ERS. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. So if you think Brock Purdy is going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns or Lamar Jackson 250 pass yards the following week, man, that's where it's at. And my favorite thing is it's just simple. You pick two players, more or less, and then you're golden. So download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly. After you play your first $5 lineup, again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first game on Prize Picks. Run your game.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, what this has nothing to do with Parag, but the last COVID cap adjusted year is 2025. So whenever the salary cap happened, it's based off of revenue that the NFL brings in. Obviously, COVID, whenever they couldn't have players, people in the stands and selling tickets, it completely hurt them. And so whenever that happened, instead of taking one just giant take your medicine year with like a $60 million salary cap, they said, look, we're going to, for five consecutive years, we're going to adjust the salary cap hit off of those years, 2021, 22, 23, 24, and 25, to repay that COVID year. But that ends in 2025. 2026, the salary cap is going kaboom. It's going to explode. And as much as fans hate international games and Peacock getting whatever and Netflix and the buffering and all that stuff, that contributes to the salary cap. The more revenue that's brought into the NFL, 51% goes to the owner, 49% goes to the salary cap and the players. That extends that cap, and it's going to come at a perfect time because Brock Purdy's getting paid. The way they do all of these contracts, they are backloaded. Why? Because they roll forward the cap to offset the delayed cap penalties on void years and back-end cap-hitting contracts. It's just what they do, and it's worked. Continues to work. So Brock Purdy gets this gigantic deal, okay? And I put out there on Twitter look, I think the 49ers cap situation is fine, and I think the Brock Purdy's not going to affect it for a few years. Several years, in fact. And, of course, people call me dumb, idiot, names, whatever else. But that's fine. Disagreements are good. Name calling's not always the best, but that's all right. Yeah, you want to get my attention, call me a name. I'm joking. I have thick skin. It's just like, man, you don't know me. Why you got to do that? It's okay to disagree without, whatever. But anyway, if we just look at Jalen Hurts' deal, which I think, because he wasn't a first-round pick, I think he's closest to the Brock Purdy extension kind of blueprint layout. The last year in the four-year rookie deal of Jalen Hurts when he got his extension, he went from a $2 million cap hit on the rookie deal year four to a $6 million cap hit when they extended him. That's it. Brock Purdy is going from a $1 million cap hit to, I think, probably about an $8 million, $7 to $9 million cap hit. So when the Brock Purdy deal gets done, I don't think it's going to make a drastic effect on the 2025 cap. I really don't. Going from $1 million to $6 million, not that big of a deal. You've kind of already accounted for that in the releasing of Armstead and the salary cap hit to Kyle Juszczyk. They've already factored that in. Already have. Now, restructures, whatever else. You're probably Javon Hargrave, that move, that kind of offset, like, does it change the way that you operate in 2025? Now, year two, how did Jalen Hurts' contract shape out? Only had a $13 million hit, cap hit. That's it, $13 million. Now, I think Brock's will be more, so I think that's going to be about $17, $18, $19 million cap hit year two. Still not enough to drastically affect that, and that's that huge COVID year that gets lifted. So when the balloon payment comes in year three or whatever else, and again, back to Jalen Hurts, guess what his third year cap hit is? $21 million. Not something that's going to break the bank or whatever else. If you add the years and the restructures in, it's 100% manageable. And I think the Jalen Hurts deal is definitely the blueprint I want. I prefer Mahomes, that 10-year whatever. Like, I'd be cool with that. Will they do that? I doubt it. But the way they build it in, but I can guarantee you those cap hits year one and year two are not going to be major. And whenever the cap explodes after the COVID adjusted cap ends this year, 2025, it's going to negate a lot of that big deal talk. And once that cap explodes and those quarterbacks get, when Jaden Daniels deals up and Bo Nix deals up and Caleb Williams deals up and Drake Mays deals up, that's when it's going to be $100 million a year type territory because the salary cap has increased so much. So getting this Brock deal done, I truly do believe the timing is just serendipitous, and I think the 49ers fell into a perfect situation with it. If you're going to pay a quarterback, we've kind of sat into the perfect situation timing-wise with COVID and all those things. Now, we've got to see how that pans out, but man, I could not be more excited with the just timing of it, right? You don't want to pay a quarterback. You don't want anybody taking all those and whatever else. But man, that is huge. And I know everybody else just wants to talk about APY. I can't stand that talk. That's not what's important. That's not what's important. That's not what's important. But that's okay. Right here, let's see. I'm going to catch up on the chat real quick. Paul, I'm a fan of Brock, so don't mind him being paid. Love to see people get generational wealth. I've met the Purdy family. Never met Brock. But great people. Obviously, Brock's a good dude. Yeah, generational wealth is a thing to celebrate all the time. All the time. All the time. NVIDIA. I love Brock. John, I really do. But see the throws of Allen, Lamar, Daniels were making makes me doubt Purdy is our guy and worth $60 million a year. Well, you can't compare him to those guys. Those are top pick draft picks with height, weight, speed, rocket arms. Brock's the end of the thing. The one thing that I would go to, and this is for the Brock Purdy, not naysayers, and I'm not saying that's what you are, NVIDIA. How do quarterbacks perform in the playoffs when it matters most? How do they perform? Brock has proven he's got six games in the playoffs. He's thrown one interception. One. Brock Purdy already has more wins playoff combined than Dak Prescott and Tony Romo combined. Now, I know somebody's like, quarterbacks are not a win stat. Wins are not a quarterback stat. I said it backwards. No. They are. I know the analytics. I love analytics. I really, really do. But, man, the QBR and EPA and all this stuff can distract you from what is right in front of you. Quarterback play matters. Quarterback play, especially playoff wins, matter. Now, sometimes there's anomalies, and yeah, you've got Jimmy Garoppolo throwing the ball three times. Does that matter? Well, kind of. You surround the team, but man, you look at Brock Purdy in the playoffs. Here, let me pull up his game log for the playoffs in his short career, which, golly, it's crazy that he's played in six games already. Now, one of those games, he had four passes, got injured on the first drive. He was 4 for 4 going into that, though. But this guy, I mean, come on, he's got a 6-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Good Lord. I mean, you put up 40 points, 19 points against Dallas, and that was a bad game. We did win that one, but he didn't turn the ball over. He didn't turn the ball over. You look at the divisional round, and the winners were very obvious. Which quarterbacks protected the ball? That was it. Lamar Jackson didn't protect the ball. Jared Goff, golly, never even attempted to protect the ball, right? And so, like, you look at these games all throughout the playoffs. Who protects the ball? You win the game. You don't turn the ball over, you win the game. Brock Purdy doesn't turn the ball over. Not in playoffs, he doesn't. He has one interception. One. And we won that game. And we put up, what did we score on that one? 34 points. That was the Lions game. That's his only interception, his only turnover. That's it. I mean, he's got touchdown passes in 4 out of 6 games. The Cowboys game was really his only bad game, but it's 6 games because he started the Philly game, but he was knocked out in the first drive. Brock Purdy shows out. I am not. So Will Brock Purdy ever look like Josh Allen? No, he cannot. He is not 6'5", not dating Haley Stanfield or engaged to her, and he's not running like he does, and he doesn't have the rocket arm. That's why he went where he went. But if you could perform in the playoffs, I'll take that all day. And so that's what I need. I am a person that in deep in my heart, and this was the same as a coach, we got to get into the dance, and then from there, we are who we are. And Brock is ice cold. The pressure, the moment's never too big for him. He's already played in Super Bowl. He's played in 2 NFC championships. He's played 6 playoff games, and he's young as hell. So you mean to tell me we're getting a 25-year-old quarterback, just turned 25, that has playoff experience, that has proven he can play in playoffs against strong defenses and deliver, and he protects the ball? That's what I care about. And I know I want the super sexy rocket arm and running over people and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I want an ice-cold quarterback that protects the ball and can deliver kill shots. And guess what? Brock Purdy does that. And yeah, I want Josh Allen too. There ain't no Josh Allens. We traded up for Josh Allen. Trey Lance. How'd that work out? He was the Josh Allen guy. You go with what you got. You go with the girl that you brought to the dance, right? Eric right here. Imagine what they could do with all that cap space if they didn't waste $60 million on an average quarterback. Completely disagree with you. What's your rebuttal? What do you want to do? You want to go get Sam Darnold? How'd that look whenever he played on the same team that Brock did? I get that, but that's not the way the NFL operates. This is a practical organization, and you have to operate not in theoretical space. You can't get those guys. You could have gave up 2 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson back in the day. Nobody did that in the NFL. I thought that was a mistake. You got to move forward with what you got. You got to get forward with what they got, with what you got. And what you got is a quarterback that wins. What you got, man, I would love that. Eric, I know you're not a Brock Purdy guy, and that's okay. But again, you haven't suggested one thing that you could do to go out there. Oh, tanking your entire franchise. Okay, yeah. So not serious. And that's okay. I appreciate you. But I think you're wrong. Like, again, you can just bash Purdy, and there's so many shows out there. That's all they do. And if that's what you want to do, go enjoy that. I'm glad that those places are there and those spaces are available for you to just hate on somebody. Go do that. That's not this show. We're not going to participate in that. But I am glad you're here, and I love the conversation. Would absolutely love for you to provide anything besides just hate and maybe give some type of other alternative instead of just hate, but still not seeing that. Still not seeing it. And right here, okay, how's moving forward with what you got worked out for the Dolphins and Cowboys? You're talking about teams that have no playoff wins. None. That have never done anything in the playoffs. So why are you comparing us to them? Yeah, that's okay, Eric. I appreciate you, man. I hope you're okay. And I hope all things are well. And, dude, I get stuck on narratives, too. I'm guilty of that as well. But, yeah, man, there's places out there for you, man. And I hope you stick around. But this might not be the place for you. But I think you're awesome, and I appreciate you, man. And hope everything's all right, bud. Hope everything's all right. Now, I want to turn to – I got a question from David, my man, and it was simple. Now we're going to play a little bit make-believe. Max Crosby is out there. The Raiders changing tenures, they always do. They've traded away top-tier defensive ends in their prime in the past, Khalil Mack. He just asked me, man, would you trade for Max Crosby, even if it meant high draft picks? The answer is yes. I think Max Crosby is a top 10 defensive end in the NFL, probably a little bit higher than that. I don't want to say top 5 because that position is loaded right now. I think there are kind of 2 just absolute studs, wrecking machines at the defensive end position in Myles Garrett and TJ Watt. Then I think there's probably 5 to 6 guys that are in that range part 2, and I think Nick Bosa's in that. And I think Max Crosby is in that. However you want to put them in the pecking order, I do think Bosa is more valuable than Crosby, but not by a lot. I think that they are both amazing. I think they're awesome. I really, really do. So I would be cool with trading for them, but once you get into the logistics, the trade actually makes a little bit more sense. Spotrac put out his cap hits for a team that trades for Max Crosby. In 2024, $16 million guaranteed. Then 2025, $23 million, but none of it's guaranteed. 2026, $19 million, but none of it's guaranteed. So if you trade for him, you're not paying a lot. You'd have to redo the deal. But if you trade for Max Crosby, you're locking him up for 4 to 5 years. Can you add another major top-tier contract that's paying close to $30 million a year? I don't know. The draft picks, I'm not trading a first-round pick. I understand the logistics of that are huge. And worth it. Yeah, he's worth trading the number 11 overall pick if you can get Max Crosby. But I hate trading first-rounders and paying contracts. It's just against a philosophical thing that I just have in my head. I don't mind trading first-rounders if you're getting young talent on rookie contracts. Max Crosby doesn't fit that bill. I would trade 3 second-rounders for Max and add in Yetur Gross-Matos. I would do that. I would do that. 100% I would do that. But, I'm not trading a first-round pick. I'm not trading a future first-round pick. I hate going into the offseason without those first-round picks. That Trey Lance trade, I thought we overpaid. I wanted Trey Lance. I hated giving up all that. And it hurt us. And it hurts us now. And that's where our lack of depth is. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Oof. I just don't like it. Right here, would give a second, a fifth for Max. Yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat. Crosby has proven a first-round draft pick is a toss-up. That is true. I don't think a top 11 pick is a toss-up unless it's at quarterback, which is like a 50-50, whatever else. Crosby has proven a first-round. Yeah, I like that. I would 100% trade Brandon Staley for Max Crosby. I love that, man. I would like to get him. I really, really would. And I don't think 3 seconds and Yetur Gross-Matos is enough to get him. They'll get a first-round pick for him. He's that good if they do trade him. But I think they're going to build around him. I really, really do. I do. Okay, here we go. Eric, thank you, man. He finally put up something instead of just bashing. Thank you. He says, free agent as a bridge quarterback, and if it doesn't work, trade up in next year's draft for a quarterback. So now you know what I would do instead of pay a party. Dude, that is a legit. I disagree with it. I think most people would, but yes, that is a legit option. So, like, if you look at the free agents at quarterback, it's basically Sam Darnold. Like, oh, dude. Sam, like, you want Kirk Cousins out here? Like, look at the – here are the quarterbacks that are about to come up for free agents if this loads. Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Jacoby Brissett, Marcus Mariota, Jared Stidham, Andy Dalton, Drew Lock, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, Jameis Winston, Jimmy G, Case Keenum, Cooper Rush, Carson Wentz. Yeah, I know that there are people that have that view. Man, I'm not walking away from a quarterback. I'm not doing it. I'm not. And again, is Brock Purdy ever going to be the top three, top five quarterback that is, you know, huge, tall, sexy, whatever else? I don't know. But man, I'm staying away. Disagree, but disagreements are good. And thank you, Eric, for providing a second half to that. He says, oh, that's the second half. I think we've given you enough time, man. I appreciate you, buddy, at least on this topic. And so I want to focus on the questions that operate. 49ers are paying Shanahan. What are paying what did Brock or Kyle say about, you know, signing? Do I have it here? Here's Lynch. Man, I think I have it here somewhere. Man, I don't think I have it. But yeah, here's Lynch on the Brock deal. Oh, right here. Here's Kyle. This is the clip that I have.
Yeah, definitely. It's important to have our whole team back for OTAs. And that's actually, it's you know, last year, you know, it was like 8 weeks after our last game that our guys needed to be back for voluntary work and stuff, which I think is real important. And the year before that, it was like 9 or 10 weeks. So these last two, and then when we all got back, it was like you could tell we all were back, but, you know, we wish we had a little bit more time. And when I look at a calendar now and realize we have 14 weeks until we need to get back, like I expect everyone to be ready to go and, you know, excited to really get this going and play some football. And that starts with Brock. Like, Brock is the leader of our team. I've loved these 3 years with Brock. I plan on being with Brock here the whole time I'm here. So, like, Brock's been a stud. He's a guy I got a lot of confidence in, and just as a human. But it starts with what he's done on the field these last 2.5 years, and we're capable of winning a Super Bowl with him. We just almost did, and I know he's capable of getting the Niners Super Bowl in the future.
Yeah, you don't move on from that, and I don't think that they should. I do think that you should take chances late in the draft on huge height, weight, speed, strong arm quarterbacks to see if they could develop. I would like that, but that's kind of where we are at. I love this comment section right now. I'm going to try to stay away from a lot of them, but I love it. Now, I got a question from Dane. He emailed me, and I thought it was really, really good. And he basically asked, man, how big of a loss was Arik Armstead, and how big of an impact was that? It was huge. It killed us. Not having a run-stuffing defensive tackle, Javon Hargrave was absolutely terrible, and then he got injured. We missed the depth that he provided, the pass rushing he provided, but, you know, he was never a positive run player. And we kind of built our defensive tackles around non-run-stuffing players. Jordan Elliott, and obviously Javon Hargrave. You had Malik Collins. Evan Anderson kind of panned out late in the year, but you never gave him a chance early, despite showing that he deserved more snap times. Kevin Givens was injured. Yeah, you lost three defensive tackles, and Arik Armstead not being there was huge. Now, Armstead was cut not because of his play, because of his injuries. And this is a critique that falls on the 49ers coaching staff, because the 49ers will run their players into the ground and ask them to take way too many snaps. So, for example, Arik Armstead has not been healthy for us for the past few years. He hasn't. He's averaging with us, the last year Arik Armstead was with us, 55 snaps a game. Well, we cut him. He goes, gets paid elsewhere. Happy that he got paid with the Jags. Guess how many games Arik Armstead played this year? All 17. He didn't miss one game. Why? Because of snap rates. He was 33 snaps a game. We had him at 55. 20 less snaps a game, and he was effective. That's what you got to do. And you look at the 49ers defense this year, guess what? You got Leonard Floyd out there, and it took 10 weeks of him being awful and unproductive and getting 50-plus snaps a game before you started to cut his snaps. Week 11, or at game 11, I think the bye week might mess this part of it up, but whatever. He finally dropped him down to below 40 snaps a game after week 10, and guess what? 6 of his 8.5 snaps all came after that. Like, we want these iron men that just play nonstop, but football has 100% injury rate, and we're asking 32-year-olds to play every damn down and distance on offense, defense, Christian McCaffrey. It doesn't matter. Like, you got to play all the time. A lot of that's lack of depth. You can talk about the Trey Lance trade. You can talk about misses in the draft, whatever else. But you've got to learn, and again, this is why I go back to, I've said all, injuries are not the reason the 49ers are not in the playoffs. It's lack of, you know, player basically diagnosing who could play and how they could play. That's the issue. It's coaching decisions are the reason why. And the fact that it took you 10 weeks to figure out, man, we can't just let Leonard Floyd play all the time. Meanwhile, Sam Okwuanu's just sitting there on the sideline, even though he's a better all-around player. He's not a good pass rusher, but against the run and always doing his job and stopping rolling out quarterbacks and staying in his gap, it's just more consistent. Same thing with Jordan Elliott. Same thing. I mean, it's just all up and down this roster. So yeah, we miss Armstead, but I wish we didn't have to run everybody into the ground all the time. That's what's a killer right here. Yeah, Brindle gets way too many snaps. I agree. I agree with you there. I think that's huge. So now, before we jump in, we're going to give you guys a little peek behind the curtain right here. I'm pretty excited about this. The 49ers rush team is unbelievable. And so I'm going to just give you guys a quick kind of preview on some stuff that we're working on that's going to help you with draft coverage and kind of draft players and all the stuff that's out there. But before we do, if you're betting on any of the AFC or NFC Championship or Super Bowl, you know where you got to go. It's win or go home for the NFL playoffs, and all roads lead to New Orleans. But here's the thing. Your chance to get in on every high-stakes moment along the way starts with MyBookie.
MyBookie is the ultimate destination for bettors who want more. Whether you're backing the underdogs, riding with the favorites, every drive, every touchdown, every moment is an opportunity to win big. And you can kick off 2025 right. They have risk-free Thursdays. That's where you place a bet. And if it doesn't hit, MyBookie has your back. Dive into the Bet Boost tab to supercharge your picks and build that bankroll before the Super Bowl. And even when the games are over, the action doesn't stop with MyBookie's online casino. Blackjack, Baccarat, Roulette, Slots, it's all there, whether you're celebrating a big win or you're gearing up for the next round. And if you haven't joined yet, use promo code 49ERS49ERS on your first deposit. MyBookie will hook you up with an instant bonus because you deserve to start strong. Season isn't just about watching history unfold. It's about being part of it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, with MyBookie. I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101? You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So. All right, here we go. We got a question from Helmet to Helmet 49ers podcast. Go check out their show. He says, any day two, day three defensive tackles you really like? TJ Sant, he gives a bunch of names there. Yes, there are. So here is, I have to give credit to our team. We are developing, like we do our draft profiles, which is like 120 plus pages of 300 draft prospects and, you know, their backgrounds, stats, all those things. But what we're doing this year, which I'm pretty excited about, have to give credit to my man NY Niners and also my man Jonathan H. They are both helping with these, which are awesome. And so we're going to, these are all included to anybody that's a Patreon supporter or part of the49ersrush.com. And so these are, you know, Excel different documents that you can sort and try to find, you know, what it is you're looking for. So you want to talk defensive tackles? Well, we're building this out for every single position with all of the analytics built in: PFF, snap rate, snap shares, pressures, quarterback hits, you name it, for each position. So like you go to the defensive line little tab, you can see all of the draft eligible players, you know, put in here. And let's say we want a three technique. You could sort this by the amount of snaps percentage that a player took in college in the B gap at that three tech spot. So for example, you sort that, you've got Ty Hamilton. He had an 89% three tech spot, whatever else, Ty Hamilton, Darius Alexander, all these guys. But then you want to cross-reference that with, okay, we want somebody that is a solid run defender in the three technique spot, because that's where we're lacking right now. Okay. So you filter it by B gap, and then you go over here and you cross-reference that with the run defense grades and PFF. You could do this with solo run stops. You could do this with whatever you want, solo stop rate, whatever. Man, right off the bat, some of these guys jump off just the chart without even looking at the tape. Darius Alexander out of Toledo. He's got a 90 defensive run stop grade. That is off the charts. Look at Yaya Black out of Iowa, defensive tackle, 6'5", 306. I love how many tall defensive tackles there are now. This is part of the Chris Jones evolution where you're getting these big, you know, 6'5", 306, you should have been offensive tackle. Not anymore. Not with what defensive tackles are getting paid. Niners don't have this. And so kind of Malik Collins is the biggest thing we got there. But this is the way the NFL is going. So you've got a guy like Yaya Sanders. Scroll down. TJ Sanders, South Carolina. You can look at these guys. Mason Graham has a 92.4 run defense grade at the defensive tackle spot. So you can kind of sort a lot of these. You want to look at defensive ends that can play in the wide nine. I know a lot of people don't like that. But these outside, pure outside rushers, you filter this by guys who have taken, you know,
outside tackle snaps, and there's a bunch of them. We're looking at about 15 different draft edge players where 90% or more were as an outside pure rusher, just pass rush specialist. That's what we're looking at, right? And so do you want to look at who's got the most sacks there? Well, that's going to be Mike Green of Marshall. You're looking at Princely Umanmielen, who's one of my favorite draft guys out of Ole Miss. He's done it in the SEC. You want to look at an edge guy, outside rusher, that's good against the run. Well, you cross-reference that, and guess what? Mike Green pops off the tape there, too, just on the simple chart. All of these are going to be built out for every single position. Now, they're not all color-coded yet and finished yet. We're going to be giving this out to everybody February, probably first or second week of February, even though we're still building out the platform. But we're going to give you what we got now, even though it's not done, even though it's not completed. We'll give out our final completed one probably around April 10th. That was our target date last year. But let's say you want to go look at linebackers. Whatever position, doesn't matter. These are just extra resources that we have made where you can manipulate to highlight guys that you like or don't like based on the traits and tendencies. We built all this from scratch, and our team is incredible, man. But let's say you're looking for a linebacker who can cover but is a plus run defender as well. Somebody that could do it all, right? So you go over here and you look at, okay, let's go by coverage grade. Sure, let's do that. We're going to sort by coverage grade, and then we're going to look at they're tackling missed tackles. We don't want somebody that misses a lot of tackles. So we have our missed tackle rate, and man, you can just go down and you can see players jump off the charts. Carson Swessinger out of UCLA. You've got Teddy Buchanan out of Cal. You've got Jalen Walker out of Indiana. You've got Jeffrey Bossa out of, you know, Oregon. And then you can look at, well, man, which one of those guys fits our linebacker thresholds for height and weight? That's what the Niners do. They go after those. Well, once the combine is out, we're going to be able to do that even better than we do now. But Jeffrey Bossa, 6'2", 235. That is a guy that we target. That is a guy that fits the Niners threshold. That is what is there. And so these charts allow you to kind of build that out. And, you know, one of the questions I get the most is the Niners have to have a true free safety. We got to have a free safety. Well, you go to DBs. You filter by who was taken the most snaps at a free safety role. So we filter that. And, man, we've got about 9 players that have 400-plus snaps as a true free safety. That's it. So we want to find a true free safety guy. Well, there's 9 names. You want to find a true free safety that can play against the run because the Niners always put a premium on that. Well, you just cross-reference that with the tackling grade. Well, guess what? Andrew Mukuba, Texas, was with Clemson. He was a free safety more with Clemson than he was with Texas. You've got Shiloh Sanders. You've got Lathan Ransom. You've got Xavier Watts. You've got Jalen Reed. These are all guys that kind of fit that prototype just based off of the charts. It's data. It's unbiased. This is what they did. It's been calculated. All of that is there. That's what it is there for. So we're going to be giving this out next week. And again, if you haven't signed up, early February, not next week. So early February, we're still building this out. And I want to make sure that that's there. And I am terrible at Excel. I'm so bad at Excel. I'm terrible at it. Rusty says, whoa, straight up Excel doc. Love that stuff. But we're going to be sharing all this stuff out there. I love this stuff. And it just becomes so clear once you see it and all those things. I think it's awesome. So hopefully you guys like that stuff too. But whatever I'm building, there are certain pages, people, players that jump off these charts. And I'm just like, ooh, that looks like a Niners guy just based off of the metrics. Then you turn the tape on and you'd be like, that's where that goes. From video essays, John, when was the last time the 49ers had a true free safety? I can't even remember. I think the closest thing to a true free safety we had, I would probably put Tarvarius Moore, right? He ran a 4.3, but he just couldn't run the alley. He couldn't fill the alley in the run gaps. That was his issue. Jimmy Ward wasn't. Tart wasn't. You got to go back old school, man. You got to go back old school. So y'all help me out. Like, who was one of the true Martin Hanks? He was a corner. He played strong safety, but he did a lot of free too, and he would roam the back end. Man, we had Eric Reed. He made Pro Bowl his rookie year, but yeah, I don't know, man. That's a rough one. It's been a long time. Oh, man. That's a lot. So, another question, draft-wise, and this one hurts. This one hurts because I fundamentally completely disagree with everything that this is about. I don't believe this is how you build teams. But the more I think about it, the more I can see Kyle going, you know what? So here's a question. Shout out from ME for the email. He says, you know, I think they're going to draft Ashton Gentry, the running back out of Boise State, if he's there, or a defensive tackle. Do I agree with this? No, but it's what I think we will see. That's what M.E, that's his email, that's what he says. And at first, I'm just like, no, there's no way we're going to do that. But then I'm just like, all right. The more I think about it, I don't like it anymore. I think it's dumb. Do I think Gentry's amazing? Oh my God. Dude's for real. I mean, he is for real. He'll be the number one pick in every single person's fantasy, dynasty fantasy league, even in super flex, whatever else. Doesn't matter. He's that damn good. But the 49ers are not bad because of running backs. We had Jordan Mason leading the NFL in rushing 6 weeks through the season, leading the NFL, undrafted free agent, with a terrible offensive line. Pretty good in the run game for the most part, but like, we're fine. You've got Christian McCaffrey signed for 3 more years, almost fully guaranteed. Like, I could not envision spending a top 11 pick on a running back when you have CMC under contract, you have Jordan Mason under contract, you traded 2 fifths to trade up for Isaac Grindo, Elijah Mitchell, probably coming back as well. Like, why? Why? Like, but Shanahan has spent the most draft capital and most salary cap capital on the running back position, and he just can't help himself. He spent more than any other team in the NFL, salary cap picks, whenever you consider the trade for Christian McCaffrey, salary cap capital, the Christian McCaffrey, juice, you know, whatever, and plus all of the draft capital. Joe Williams, Ty Davis Price, Trey Sermon, Isaac Grindo. We spend the most of any team. And the fact that Kyle could go back to it again, I hate it. I hate it, but I could see it. I don't want it. And I don't think Christian McCaffrey is quote-unquote washed AZN. I disagree with that one. I do agree with Tommy that Mitchell is glass. But nah, the thing about Christian McCaffrey being quote unquote washed, he never won with speed. Never did. That's not what makes Christian McCaffrey. You watch Christian McCaffrey film all 22. Then you watch Isaac Grindo. You see what makes Christian McCaffrey so valuable. Decisiveness, vision. That's what he's always won with. He was never the fastest. Never. He's never the toughest. He's pretty damn tough. That's why I don't think Christian McCaffrey is washed. I don't think that at all. I think that vision ain't going anywhere. His work ethic ain't going anywhere. And you saw in the Bills game, which I was there, it was freezing cold, that dude looked it. And then that stupid-ass turf that is frozen. I mean, you're basically playing on frozen concrete on that damn stupid stadium. I'm glad it's getting bulldozed. Messed up, you know, his knee, but the knee issue that happened had nothing to do with the Achilles. Now, calf soreness, all that other stuff, that will be. But no, I'm pretty high on CMC coming out because I think he's finally going to get time. A month ago, we heard, man, CMC's almost back to 100%. I disagree with that. But if we're getting those messages in January, I'm not too concerned about moving forward at all. With CMC, and you can't, the contract, you extended him when he was injured. That was a bad move, but that's okay. I don't even think there's room for a running back on this roster if you did draft him. And if you did draft Ashton Gentry and Christian McCaffrey is healthy, How many snaps is Gentry going to get? You think Kyle's going to go to a two-headed beast? You think Kyle's going to pull CMC off the field? I do not. So that's why I don't think that it is responsible. I think that it is reckless. You got to build through the trenches. You got to build through the trenches. Al Sacco put this out. Since 2021, the 49ers have only drafted two offensive linemen before the fifth round. Pooney and Banks, both guards. That means you drafted zero tackles, zero centers. In four seasons? Four drafts? Ugh, that's rough. That's rough. That's rough. You got to build through the trenches. You got to. You got to. You got to. Man. And yeah, man, just pick up an undrafted free agent running back. That's what I would do. They're a dime a dozen. Kyle ain't going to trust them anyway. And if you don't trust somebody, go get it. Again, let's go back. And we'll go back to our over the cap. Like, there's running backs available all the damn time. Here are the running backs that are available that are going to be a free agent. Aaron Jones, Najee Harris, A.J. Dillon, Nick Chubb, Javonte Williams, Alexander Mattison, Travis Homer, Amir Abdullah, Jeff Wilson, J.K. Dobbins, Samaje Perine, Chase Edmonds, Naheem Hines, Jamichael Hasty, bring him back, Ty Johnson, Kareem Hunt, Rico Dowdle, Cam Akers. Like, good Lord. You throw something, you're going to hit a free agent running back in the head. Go get somebody like that. They're going to be cheap. Running backs don't get paid at all. They don't get paid at all. Why spend valuable draft capital on safeties or running backs when they're so devalued? Understand supply and demand. Understand supply and demand. Go back to school, Stringer Bell. Oh, man. Anyway. Anyway, I love you guys. Dan, right here. Will Huff be with us next season? That breaks my heart. I don't think so. I hope so. And Dan, you know, you asked this question later. If our free agents, who are your top three you want to bring back? Dre Greenlaw, one. Hufanga, two. Let me, I'm going to the team. I'm going to the team because I want to make sure I answer this question correctly. The free agents that I want. Let's see here. Free agency close. Come on, man. Let's go website. Let's do this. I want Dre Greenlaw. I want Hufanga. Gosh, man. I think I'm going to settle on this name here. That's not a restricted. You get all the earnest restricted and restricted free agents. They're not in the conversation. I think I would go Jalen Moore. I'd like to draft a tackle, but I think I'd bring back Jalen Moore. That he proved like he could play. Is he a top 10 guy? Is he a top 20 guy? No. But like, we didn't lose those last games because Trent Williams was out. Is Jalen Moore close to Trent Williams? No. But is he a replacement level left tackle? Yeah, I think Jalen Moore is going to get signed and start at left tackle for a team probably, which is crazy. But I think the offensive tackle position is the most devoid of talent of any position in the NFL. Again, supply and demand. Like, I would bring back Jalen Moore. So I bring back Greenlaw, number one, huge gap. Hufanga, number two, huge gap. And I don't want any of the other people really back at all. Isaac Yiadom, I like as a special teams player. It has like that fourth, fifth corner. I don't want Yiadom as a corner, but that dude was special team stud. Those are the three I would bring back. And right here, man, we'll stick with Dan. John, if Dre Greenlaw gets paid somewhere else, do we ride with winners or find a cheaper Greenlaw? Yeah, I think you ride with winners, but you need help. You need some type of veteran presence in there. Oh, man. Yeah. That's a lot. Watch Huff go to the Lambs. That would piss me off. Obviously, he played at USC, so it makes sense. I get that. Oh, Greenlaw's a must. Let's see here. If Hufanga leaves, it goes to the Rams or Cowboys, I'll be pissed. Moore is a good keep. I like that. Greenlaw, Mason, Barch. Ben Barch, I would like back. Is he on here? Why am I not? Yeah, Ben Barch. He is unrestricted free agent. So, yeah, I think that'd be my number four. If you're going to trust him to be a guard, you've got. But see, here's the thing. I like Ben Barch. Do I think Ben Barch is better than, you know, Nick Sakel? It's Spencer Burford. I think he is. Not dramatically. Do I think Ben Bartsch is better than Aaron Banks? I do. Dramatically. So, like, I think we have two left guards I'm fine with. Not great, but the fact that we have those two options, who's our option if Trent Williams can't go? Nobody. That's why I'd go Jalen Moore over that, but Ben Bartsch makes a lot of sense. Moore better than McKivitz, not on the right side. We've tried playing Jalen Moore over there. He was terrible. He's a left side player only. And, yeah, he does get hurt a lot. That's true. That is true. Everybody gets hurt with us. Yeah. We need to flat out get rid and replace Brindle. His contract's pretty easy, but he ain't going nowhere. I do wish we would get some more center competition for sure. That's just what it is. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Now, I knew I had too much more, but I think this next segment I could build into almost half of a show. So I'm going to kind of save this. Shout out to my man, James S. I'm going to roll this forward to the next show. He does a whole bit, and I guess it's a teaser. I'm not good at that stuff, but here we go. A little teaser for the next show. We're going to talk a little bit about what trading back in the first would look like and why that could be advantageous. Now, the pushback against that is I could already see Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch say, well, we wanted to get a difference maker, and we don't pick this high often, and so we felt like it was important, and so that makes sense to me. I don't think trading back is an option, but if Mason Graham is gone, if the tackle of your offensive tackle of your choice is gone, if you're not really high on another defensive tackle, trading back could be so advantageous in this draft, and we're going to flesh that out through mock drafts and, you know, just different trade scenarios and all that stuff and what that'll look like. So we've got that to look forward to. I'm excited about that. But you guys are the best. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this show. I know I sure did. And yeah, we just kind of keep moving forward. But I walk away from after looking at the cap, looking at the roster, looking at free agents and the draft and all these different things. Future's bright for the 49ers. I think they're in a very solid position to move forward. Does that mean they're a guaranteed Super Bowl? Does that mean they're going to be favored in every game? No. But with the Brock contract, salary cap, all those things, there's a lot of positives. There's negatives out there, and we can focus on those. But, man, right now looking at this, I got a lot more hope for 2026 and 2025 moving forward. I think the Niners are built for sustained success, even with the Brock Purdy extension. Hopefully we're able to prove some of that. I know not everybody's going to agree, and that's okay. That's okay. But until next time, just want to say thank you. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.